they stay there. And they stay there. And they stay there. Cause all I do is
Jared brings him back to the line of scrimmage. Three receivers out to his left, far side of the field. He's going to look that direction. Doesn't see anything. Then he does fire it up towards the end zone. Wide open touchdown, Argos. And the Argos draw first blood in this one. Jacoby Quillen with a touchdown catch. Rugby-style punt. This might be his best kick of the day. Drives Virgil Lemons back deep into his own end. But could there be a return? Lemons dances through the right side. Gets away from the first guy. Turns it up the sidelines. I'm looking for Laundrie. I don't see any. Nice return by Virgil Lemons, the third. Pee-wee Jarrett, hands off. Another big hole, right side of the line. C.J. Wilson just dancing away from people. Cuts it back to the left. He's going to get it to the end zone. Touchdown, Argos. C.J. Wilson, 36 yards out.
The most exciting part of this game was when Will Kennedy was realizing that the touchdown he thought Shorter had scored was actually a field goal, and Shorter had to go negative 4 points. That was the most – I mean, it's, you know – in the grand scheme of things, it was an absolute blowout. 42-3 UWF wins over Shorter at home for homecoming. Big win for the team. Joining us now, we have Brian Henry. He is the UWF Argos Director of Athletic Communications. Brian, welcome back to the show. Go Argos!
Go Argos, Andrew. Always good to be back on a Monday after a win.
Always after a big win. Now, Shorter is a team that we are, what, making them flee the conference? Is that the deal?
Yeah, they've chosen to take their conference to more of a private school-oriented league in Conference Carolinas next year. So, but they'll still be in a scheduling agreement, so it may not be the last time we see them.
Okay, so they are, I'll say it, they appear to be leaving the conference to get away from us. West Georgia is leaving the division. I won't say to get away from us because they play us pretty good, but it seems like the Gulf South Conference is shrinking, and every year we have this scheduling problem of trying to find enough games to play. Is this becoming more pressing as a problem as the conference shrinks?
Obviously, anytime you lose members, it's going to cause some scheduling questions for not so much the other sports, because there's still 12, 11 teams in the league. But football is a priority for the commissioner, and he's constantly working on trying to find conferences to have scheduling alliances with, whether it's conferences that are in our region in Super Region 2, or even going outside the region to try to kind of expand our competitive footprint.
Okay, all right. Well, if we have to start playing games in, like, Mexico and Great Britain in order to get our games in, I'm not sure I'm going to be a fan of that.
I think it's to that point yet.
Not quite there. Okay.
I think you will start to see some neutral site games that may be like a halfway point between our footprint and the footprint of another league.
Okay.
I think that is something they are exploring.
Okay, and that makes sense because you may have this situation for other teams in other leagues as well. You know, it could be that dominant team in the California leagues, whatever they are, you know, for example. Speaking of this game for just a second, the offense was everybody. And the defense was ridiculous. I mean, ridiculously good, right?
Yeah, I mean, this is, I think I've said it before, this is as good of a defense in the regular season as we've ever had. We've always been, seems like our defense kicks it up in the postseason time when it really, really matters. But defensive coordinator Cavell Connor and his group are just so much better than other teams already. And we're only 5-6 games into the season.
No, it's
so, yeah. I mean, our defense, they do create problems for other teams.
And again, maybe I'm wrong. You tell me if I've got this wrong. But the big play is not as much what we're seeing on offense, but we are still dominating on offense, going for that medium level play, which you say is a strategy of Coach Nobles and his offensive coordinator.
Oh yeah, I mean, obviously. We're still putting up, I mean, we scored 40 points in our last three games.
Right.
I mean, it's still an exciting team. I mean, it's not like we're just throwing 5-yard passes over and over and over. I mean, our running game finally exploded like they were hoping it would. And we had 3, 4, 5 runs over 30 yards. So, and it was, it was all three backs. It was C.J. Wilson. It was Jamontez Woods. It was T.J. Lane. I mean, if you have three guys that are doing that to teams, then as long as the offensive line is healthy and creating holes, you're going to be very, very successful on offense.
and not as many penalties this time, I think, but still far too many, right?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you'd like to say there's nowhere to go but down after the 17 against North Greenville. But, yeah, I mean, you need to get those penalties down. I mean, it's always a problem when you're holding and taking away 12, 14-yard plays, but still had 9 penalties for 82 yards. So it is getting better and trending better.
Yeah, but like you say, you know, better from 17. the more horrifying thing would be that it wasn't getting better. Well, you know, upcoming, we've got I don't have the schedule in front of me. Who do we play this next week?
We're at West Alabama.
At West Alabama.
Saturday
okay.
afternoon, it's a 4 o'clock kick up in Livingston. So fans that are going to watch the Alabama-Arkansas game at 11 a.m. can finish it off and then come down the road to Livingston and watch the Argos play.
Oh, nice. Yeah, make it a twofer. I like that idea. And for homecoming, everybody won. Women's volleyball, men's and women's soccer.
Volleyball continues. Soccers both were unbeaten on their trips to Montevallo and AUM. And so it was a good thing. And then soccers are at home. They're going to play out at Shoreline Field again in Gulf Breeze this weekend against Christian Brothers of Union. But we've made that a fun atmosphere out there. They've had the food truck out there for concessions. So they're making it into an exciting time.
How the one issue that's come up with that particular field is parking. Do you have any feedback? I don't know if you were at any of the games, but did you notice parking, or did you hear anything about parking being a shortage?
I didn't hear of it, but I mean, there is the Friday game. It's they're night games this weekend, so there shouldn't be a problem parking in the library, the Gulf Breeze Library parking lot.
Yeah.
And even the community center on the other side of the ball field.
And the high school's not that far away, too, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you just have to park at the high school, but the library has a good chunk of parking, and then the community center has enough that it would satisfy a crowd of a couple hundred.
Okay. It had come up when I was talking to somebody else last week, and I was curious if you'd heard anything about that. So that's helpful.
Yeah, well, I mean, the last one, it was hard to judge because the Friday game was in the middle of the day.
Oh, okay,
We aren't having to play at 1 a.m., 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. again.
Gotcha. Okay.
So that's a good thing.
Well, Brian Henry is the Director of Athletic Communications for your UWF Argos. Brian, go Argos, sir. We'll talk to you again next week.
Go Argos, Andrew.